What makes America great? Why is America often referred to as the land of opportunity, the melting pot, land of the free, and home of the brave? Is it because America is the number one nation? Are we superior to all of the other countries in every way? No. While some may say otherwise, I believe it isn't either of those two reasons why America has earned those titles. America has become the unique and great place it is today because it holds so many paths for greatness for all of its residents. Diversity you wouldn't find anywhere else, and most importantly, its past that has shaped the America we have today. In America, every citizen has a chance to follow and achieve their dreams. Some may have to work a little harder than others, but believe it or not, it is possible for everyone. America offers opportunities that in some places are impossible to find for some individuals. Women are a perfect example of that. In America, women can pretty much achieve anything a man can. They can go to college and study whatever degree they choose. They can go out and apply for high-ranking jobs. And of course, they can vote. Now, to some citizens, these things may not seem like any big deal. But in some places, like in the Middle East, women aren't even permitted to drive or show any kind of skin unless their husbands permit them so. Can you imagine not being allowed to drive or choose your clothes simply because of the gender you were assigned at birth? And because of this simple fact, you are deprived from what is considered in America to be basic human rights. But it doesn't just end with women. There are countless places in the world where you can be denied basic rights because of your skin color, sexual orientation, or even something as small as your religion. If you ever view these reasons as ridiculous to deny someone equal opportunity, or perceive the fact that you can go out into a world of opportunities without having to ever have been denied them, then you are lucky. You were born in a time and country where you have been granted the privilege to see most opportunities as your rights, but those rights are impossible dreams for somebody else somewhere in the world. Perhaps that's why so many people spend years of their lives desperately trying to get into America. And when you think about what they may be going through or what they're deprived of, can you really blame them? America stands as one of the most, if not the most, diverse country in the world. From the time it was first discovered in 1492, thousands from all around rushed on boats to cross the sea and start their new lives. And what most people forget is that thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, are still trying to do that to this very day, every second. Because when you come to America, you don't just become an American, you can still hold on to your culture and your roots while still embracing all the others around you. In America, culture is everywhere and is in everyone, from the Great Grand Chinatown all the way to a quiet Hispanic neighborhood in Arizona. Even I see diversity while living in my tiny town. Where else in the world could you have a World War II veteran living right down your street and a foreign exchange student from India just a hop and a skip away across town? Only in America, or as it has been referred to, the land of cultural diversity or the melting pot, because in this country, you're never too far from anybody who is a someone from somewhere with some story to tell. Just as a person has a great story to tell, America itself has one of the greatest. With only 13 colonies standing on the shoulders of a volunteer army whose most were hardly trained soldiers, they took a stand and stood tall and fought hard against one of the largest global superpowers, the world had ever seen. They fought hard for long 7 years for what every American desired most, their freedom. And in the very end, they won through their camaraderie and bravery and shared passion for freedom. They fought so hard for that freedom, they laid it as the very foundation of our country, writing a whole set of national laws protecting that freedom. They even wrote, as U.S. citizens, it is our job to overthrow a government that dares to steal that freedom from us. The fight for freedom didn't stop there. It continued on in the civil rights movement, women's suffrage, and the fight for legalizing gay marriage. In America today, one of the few countries that values freedom so much that we allow our citizens to rise against the very national government and stand tall and fight hard for what we believe in. We have a whole military, millions, who would trade their lives for the sake of others' freedom without even thinking. People who fight day in and day out so that you could say what the government is doing wrong or right, so that you can worship whatever god or goddess you believe in, so that you can love and cherish any gender, race, or religion you were born to love. Because in America, every person, to a crying infant, to a great grandpa, deserves the freedom to live their life in this country the way they choose. Albert Camus, a famous journalist, once wrote, "Freedom is nothing but a chance to be better." And he is right. But not all people have that chance. Not all people can chase their dreams because they were never granted the opportunity. Not all gates are open for anyone to enter and create a new and better chapter. And not all countries will continuously fight to protect your freedom. America can grant all these wishes, and that is why it is great.